proclamation number 7693 dated the September 6th, 1960.
Jésus, résurrection and spiritualisation.
You can confidently accept it as truth that my body simultaneously spiritualized itself with my soul. That I was therefore able to arise from the dead because nothing of a physical nature remained in the grave which might have had to continue the process of development. During my life on earth I had also become master over my body. I had spiritualized all substances, that is, as Jesus, the human being, I had handed them over to my Father of Eternity. Nothing existed in my body which resisted the Father in me, and I did not suffer the agonies on the cross for my sake, for the sake of spiritualizing my body, but only in order to atone for humanity's sins with it. However, my body was still humanly inclined so that it felt and endured the immense pain. Nevertheless, after I had accomplished the act of salvation for the human race with my death on the cross, I also wanted to provide you with the evidence of my spiritualization which resulted in my resurrection from the dead. Thus body and soul were able to arise because they had achieved the act of spiritualization and nothing was capable of keeping this spiritual being in the grave, for the spirit penetrates everything, even the most solid matter. This spiritualization of the body was certainly possible for me because I was completely embodied by love and because love dissolves every impure substance, for, where love is present, nothing of an impure nature can persist, because love guarantees a unification with the eternal love, since it consumes everything, only leaving the pure spirit behind, which thus can unite itself with the primary spirit of eternity. I remained in this love, and if you humans likewise shape yourselves into love, you will also be able to spiritualize your body. You will place all material substances into the right order and all inherently bound spiritual substances therein will turn to me as the eternal love and give up all opposition, which had once hardened its substances and had been the cause of its banishment into matter. But this spiritualization of the body will only be achieved by a few people while they are still on earth. Nevertheless, it is possible. Then the body will also be able to arise at the same time as the soul. It is just that it will not often be perceptible to you humans because it is not necessary for your salvation of soul to experience unusual things which are generally not comprehensible to people. However, the fact that I myself have risen from the dead, that my body stepped out of the grave as well, can be believed by you. For my life as a human being truly was such that it was possible for the body's spiritualization to take place, that nothing needed to remain behind in order to go through a further phase of development. I had found unification with the Father of Eternity. I was completely pervaded by him. I no longer lived outside of his nature. I was merged with him for all eternity. But the nature of God cannot be made understandable to you, for he is a spirit which permeates and pervades everything. He cannot be personified, nor is he visible. He is strength and light on such a scale that it would consume everything had it not shaped itself to a high degree of love, which was in me during the time of my life on earth as a human being. And therefore this light and strength was able to infuse me completely without having to perish, but also my spiritualized body maintained its form despite the abundance of divine spirit, so that I remained visible to the beings which face me with a high degree of maturity. The great spirit of eternity, which permeated the whole of the universe had manifested itself in a human form. I had become visible for my created beings in Jesus Christ, for I myself am also a being which you will only understand when you yourselves, full of love, have entered into union with me. And then you will also grasp the problem of my resurrection, the spiritualization of body and soul, and my complete merger with the Father Spirit of eternity. Only then will you understand the unity of Jesus and the Father. Only then will you be totally united with me, and you'll recognize me myself, your God and Father of eternity, in Jesus Christ. For he and I are one, and he who sees me also sees the Father. Amen.